Build Your Business with Just 25 Targeted Calls a Day, authored by Randy Geary, principal consultant of the Sales Coaching Institute, The Importance of Prospecting. In any business, sales are the heart of the continued growth and success of the company. This is true if you are selling a product or a service locally, nationally, or internationally. To continue to drive sales, companies must continue to expand their customer base. In the past, cold calling was heralded as one of the most effective methods to bring in new customers continually. It was the gold standard of prospecting for new customers, clients, or buyers by contacting and engaging the person on the other end of the phone in a conversation. The statistics on cold calling are dismal. Most research into cold calling reports only a 2% success rate. Zetti, 2021, reports that the average number of cold calls made by a salesperson in a day is 33, and the Brevet Group reported that it requires an average of 8 cold calls to reach the decision maker, with most sales professionals only making 6 attempts before quitting. Regardless of the use of cold calling or cold emailing, the result is still the same. With cold calls, there is a stalling or delays when attempting to reach decision makers and buyers. And with emails, there is a low open rate unless the email is personalized and the sender is known, at least by name recognition, by the recipient. Prospecting the old way of cold calling and cold emailing is no longer effective. Individuals have the technology to screen cold calls, delete emails with the click of a mouse, and simply ignore attempts by sales reps to make contact using the cold calling method. Today, it is imperative that organizations of all sizes build new business with a two-pronged methodology, one that drives leads into the organization via social media, pay-per-click advertising, etc., and one that drives new leads through sales prospecting. This paper focuses on sales prospecting. Prospecting using a smarter, more effective way is still essential and critical to the growth of any business. Using intelligent, focused prospecting methods allows sales professionals to reach out to potential clients and make a connection. Intelligent prospecting helps the sales team in other ways as well. Less time is spent on sending emails or making calls that will never be answered, freeing up time to collaborate with existing clients, build better relationships, and become a trusted resource for your existing and new client base. By using an intelligent approach to prospecting, sales professionals can forget about trying to make 100 cold calls a day or sending out endless cold emails to a list. Instead, they could make 25 targeted calls to business owners who are already interested in the products or services you sell. Intelligent prospecting uses technology, strategy, and research to craft the right message to the correct client to make the sale and turn a prospect into a loyal customer. Intelligent prospecting techniques. The goal of prospecting is not to make the big sale on the first call. Instead, it is the art and science of finding customers that are your target audience. They are the people most likely to need the products and services you offer to solve a problem they are facing in their business. Businesses with problems or pain points are looking for solutions. They want to partner with other companies that have a way to overcome their challenge or obstacles. When your sales call or email shines a light on their pain points and your solution, the connection is already made, and the business owner is eager to learn more. All intelligent prospecting techniques will focus on nurturing that prospect and creating a relationship between the sales rep and the prospect. The nurturing is not about creating hard sales copy in emails or overwhelming the business owner on the phone with the details and specs of your product or service. It is about getting to know more about the prospect's needs and problems, so the right solutions are provided to make closing the sale an easy process on a later call or meeting. Create a customer avatar. The customer avatar, or customer profile, is essential to understand where to find your target prospects. It is important to be as detailed as possible in creating this profile. Questions to consider include geographic location, if relevant. Business size, business revenue, what problems or challenges is the company facing? What attributes does the company have? A good place to begin looking at this development is with the customers you already have in your customer base. What are the similarities they have that make them your ideal customers? What challenges were / are they experiencing in their business that brought them to your attention? There may be different levels of customers on the ideal customer list. This allows the sales professional to prioritize their efforts on customers most likely to need the product or service. There is still a need to reach out to the lower priority customers, but it allows the sales professional to structure calls based on their fit with the service and products offered. Create language that speaks to the prospect. The purpose of intelligent prospecting is to avoid the cold call and have a warm call, where there is some level of personalization and understanding between the sales professional and the prospect. Talk to existing clients and use social media posts and industry forums to create emails or phone scripts that incorporate the pain points the prospect is experiencing. By personalizing and targeting this aspect of the call or contact, the prospect is already listening and wanting to learn more. They feel understood, supported, and as if they are talking to a resource or an authority who is truly interested in providing the assistance they need to overcome the problem. This is very different than talking about your products and services before talking about the needs of the prospect. When cold calls start with the offer or information about the solution before talking about the challenges of the problem, the prospect has already tuned out of the conversation. Use the information that is readily available online to find out about the business owner, buyer, or decision maker you are interested in reaching. This information is out there, and in most cases, it is very easily found with just a few minutes of research. Making the call or email conversational, personal, and focused on what the client needs, is facing as a challenge, or is trying to accomplish or overcome, is also a great way to find out what the prospect needs. He or she will give you the information if they have the ability to talk about those pain points. This makes it easy to capture this information and follow up with a helpful email, tag them in a relevant discussion online, or even provide them with ideas and tips right on the call. You may also be able to send a demo video or a case study that fits perfectly with the problem they are struggling with in their business. Gather data. The heart of intelligent prospecting for clients is using the technology and data to your advantage. This is not the same as buying B2B sales lists or email lists. Instead, it is about knowing the profile of your desired target audience and finding them. For most B2B businesses, LinkedIn is a valuable tool. This allows the sales rep to join various industry groups, with the option to refine from general industry groups to the very specific groups where the ideal customers are most likely to post and interact. Staying active in networking events, business organizations, and industry events is also essential. Trade fairs or hosting events is a highly effective way to capture information about your ideal customers. These are the customers that self-select to sign up for the event, drop by the booth and leave a business card, or join your list to receive a monthly newsletter. It is also possible to gather information on who your target customers are interacting with online. Are they responding to specific types of posts? Do they routinely follow your competition? And if so, what specific types of posts, marketing, or offers are they responding to on social media? Do they post positively or negatively about specific products or services? If you are not sure who the decision maker is, make a call and ask. You might suggest that you are new and want to send a quarterly newsletter packed with new information to the person who makes the buying decision for XYZ product or solution. Intelligent prospecting can be very basic, or it can be more complicated and complex. Knowing your target audience helps determine which strategies will bring about the best return on investment. Know the industry. Sales reps that use intelligent prospecting must be able to speak the same language as their customers. This means knowing the industry as a whole and staying current on trends, changes, regulations, or even how geopolitical factors may be benefiting or creating problems for your ideal customer. This is a key part of building the ideal customer profile and crafting emails or initial conversations that set you apart as an authority or resource in their industry. Personalization of the message is not just about using the prospect's first name in the email. It is about having the reader or the listener know they are talking to someone who understands and knows what they are going through. Knowing the industry also means watching for market trends. There are signals in a market when there is an upturn or an increase in sales, which is often a signal for increased production needs for your customers. Using this market knowledge and data allows you to reach out to the ideal customer as this trend starts, bringing them the answers to their production needs early in the planning or procurement stage of growth. Have a call to action. With any type of prospecting call, it is critical to know what you want the prospect to do next. Perhaps it is scheduling a meeting, booking an evaluation or assessment, scheduling a consultation, or going to a website and watching a demo or a video that shares more information. This is another area where research is critical. It starts by knowing what drives the customer to take that next step in building a relationship with your business. What does your ideal prospect want or need at this point? What are the steps that were a success in bringing in your current customer base? Knowing these issues before you make the call or write the email ensures you are professional, knowledgeable, and organized throughout the entire interaction with the prospect. Keep refining the process. As with any type of relationship building, intelligent prospecting requires the ability to respond to the individual. Follow-up communication, delivering on promises, and continuing the interaction further support the move from potential target customers to loyal members of the customer base. Follow-up email and phone calls also demonstrate to the prospective customer that they are memorable and relevant to the sales professional. The call or email should highlight relevant information from the initial call. It is also personalized and focused on building rapport and establishing trust, not on creating a hard sale or an immediate conversion. Continue to look for ways to add value for the prospective client or customer. They will remember this experience when they are ready to make a purchase of the products and services you sell. Refining the process of intelligent prospecting allows the sales professional to continue to pinpoint where to find quality prospects, what language to use, and how to harness the power of data to craft ways to interact with the prospect that adds value and creates a positive relationship. Make it a team effort. I once worked for a company where the CEO, who did not have a sales background, but rather a financial and operations one, would periodically lend nuggets of information to the global sales force that proved very effective. He related a story about a search for a new ERP system, and how one of the world's largest suppliers, a multi-billion-dollar global company, prospected into our $400 million company. The CEO called and emailed our CEO, as did the CFO to our CFO, the COO, the CIO, and the heads of marketing, sales, and HR. The purpose of these communications was to assure counterparts that they understood the complexities and demands of their respective functions, and that their software and their team could more than satisfy our requirements, and that they would stay involved in the process should our people have any specific questions or concerns. It worked. We ultimately bought their product in a multi-million-dollar acquisition. Today, almost everyone is a salesperson because if you work for a company or a firm, sales is the lifeblood. A lawyer needs new clients. A doctor needs new patients. A contractor needs new homeowners. And a business needs new clients. Grow or die. Ask your CEO, CFO, etc. to make a call and send an email to their counterpart at your prospect that has significant potential. Summary points. Intelligent prospecting allows the sales team to focus energy on prospects that match the target customer profile. It allows the sales rep to use data that is readily available to develop an understanding of the customer, industry, and the business. Develop a personalized, relevant, and customer-focused initial interaction. Supports the role of the sales rep as a resource and authority. Provides the opportunity for a call to action for the customer to engage, schedule another call or meeting. Creates information for personalizing a follow-up interaction with the business owner or customer. Eliminates the wasted time of cold calling. Provides sales teams with a precise sequence of interactions with the customer based on relevant research and information. If your business is still cold calling, it is time to step up to intelligent prospecting. Incorporating this strategy into your business will result in higher sales, increased customer engagement, and a sales team that is reaching out to make calls to business owners.